This is the Morning Journey Rewind with Mark and Brittany. Never miss a moment.
This week on the Morning Journey podcast, Mark and Brittany are still looking for toys and cereal, learn about Frisson, and give you sleep tips. Also, age is but a number, so they say. And how often, as a parent, do you pretend with your kids? And did you know that vinyl records are making a comeback? And Brittany is part of it.
For the weekend, had to do some grocery shopping. So again, I was in the cereal aisle looking for the Toy Story toys in the box of Kellogg's cereal. Still nothing. I thought I saw one, but it was just the cards.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You weren't here on Friday. I brought a box in on Friday that I found. I found this one at Target. First of all, it's called Vanilla Loops.
What?
Yeah, Vanilla Loops.
Never heard of
them. Kellogg's decided not to really market this one. They just
plain Vanilla Loops.
Circles with sprinkles on them, and they called them Vanilla Loops.
Doesn't have the same appeal as Fruit Loops.
Does not. But it was a box, and it said collect all 5 boxes, and it had Jessie on the front from Toy Story. Mm-hmm. And I thought for sure, it did not say toy inside. But I thought, for sure, if you're collecting all 5 boxes,
yeah, you got
these are the ones with the toys inside.
So you got Vanilla Jessie.
So I got the box. I brought it in here with Kate, and I opened it up, and there was nothing inside. So not only now have we found the ones with the playing cards, if you buy 3 of them that say movie ticket, you get a movie ticket. But 3 boxes of cereal is the same cost as a movie ticket, yeah. So I don't think that's cost effective. Now they have collector boxes that are just the boxes, 5 different boxes that you can collect,
okay.
Which is what the Jessie Vanilla Loops is. It's just a fancy box.
Okay. So,
my parents actually out in Chesapeake, I told them to look because a lot of times bigger markets get stuff before we do.
Your folks are now hunting for
And I was going to visit this weekend and I was like, can you guys look? And my mom said the same thing. She's like, we've seen the cards. We've seen the movie tickets. We've seen this, like the plain boxes.
I think it's a trick.
I think they made it up.
I think so.
I'm getting really discouraged. I have to go to the grocery store today to pick up something for dinner. So I will check again, but I'm getting discouraged at this
point. So not over the weekend, but I don't know if I told you that when I went last week, there was a guy in the cereal aisle, same time I was, and he was strategically blocking me. I was standing there starting to look, and he walked by, and then he's like comes back, and he's looking, and he like would not move.
That's what's happening. See,
he's a collector.
Everybody's just going to go out and steal them as soon as they show up anyway. So maybe we'll find them. Maybe we won't. Yeah. But the search continues.
I turn y'all on in the morning when I get in my truck.
It's helpful when I'm taking the kids to school.
Here we go.
It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
If you got goosebumps listening to that song, you are experiencing frisson.
Yeah, I never heard of this before. So apparently you can get goosebumps while listening to a song. Now, I don't think I have this ability. I've cried. Like, songs have made me cry before.
Yeah.
But I've never experienced, like, goosebumps when listening to a song, I don't think.
No, I never have either. Apparently, though, some people do. It's a highly emotional towards specific stimuli. And it means, this is not a bad thing. This just simply means that you have higher emotional sensitivity, greater empathy, and a more vivid imagination.
Yeah, you're wired to respond to the beauty of art, and it's an emotional expression. It's pretty cool. It's a sign of emotional richness rather than weakness. Kate from Middays said that she's experienced this before.
Does she really?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, her kids are all theater kids, so she's probably gotten goosebumps when they've been singing before, for sure. I'm trying to think if it ever happened to me. I don't think so. I think there was a moment we got to see Hamilton, the musical in New York. But I think that was more so the moment of it all and not necessarily like a certain song that I heard. So I don't think I have frisson, but if you do, pretty cool.
Start on a positive note. You're on the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
A lot of people have trouble falling asleep at night. Some people even struggle with waking up multiple times during the night.
Yes, this happens to my husband pretty much every night. I'll like roll over every once in a while and I'll see him and he'll be like up reading or scrolling on his phone because he wakes up almost every night in the middle of the night, at least once.
So you need to have him try this deep breathing technique. This is what some doctors are now saying works. If you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night, can't fall back to sleep, try counting down from 8 while taking deep breaths.
Okay.
They say that that helps you fall asleep. Don't focus on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. So try that.
That's what I keep telling him to do. I keep telling him not necessarily the breathing thing and like counting down from eight. I didn't realize that. But I keep telling him just lay there with his eyes closed and like try to think about something else. Because the minute I feel like you pick up your phone or turn a screen on, your body just wakes you up.
It does, yeah. Because I'm guilty of that.
Now, what if that doesn't work? Then what?
So this is the part of the study that I'm not quite sure about. They say if that doesn't work, move to another quiet, dark area in the home. So you have to get up out of bed.
Okay.
Go somewhere else in the home where it's quiet and dark, and then do something peaceful.
Okay.
Like reading in a dim light.
Okay, well.
And then when you feel tired, return to bed. But what happens if you really like the book and you get into it? I'm not going to be able to fall asleep.
Right. I feel like once you're out of bed, that kind of ruins the chances of falling back to sleep. So I don't recommend the getting out of bed part because I feel like that would ruin it. But I do think there's something to be said about just laying there in the dark, counting down from eight, trying the deep breaths. I'll tell him to try that and we'll see if it works.
Good company makes for a great day. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
They say that age is just a number. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I fall into the category of people that say that, but I may have to I may have to change that because a Delaware woman is an example of that. Susan Young Brown is a retired school teacher. She is 108 years old, still works out three times a week.
That's crazy. Good for her.
Yeah, she says her morning workout routine is what keeps her active, keeps her moving. She still drives.
What?
Yeah, still drives. She just recently renewed her driver's license until 2033.
See, this is what worries me about being able to renew your license online and stuff, even if she went in person. 2033.
Yeah.
She'll be 100 and who knows how old.
Yeah.
She's already 108. Like, should we let people that old drive? I guess if she's still then that's fine.
Yeah, if you're working out at 108 years old, yes.
Three times a week, too. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
She does a routine, a morning workout routine. She says she's been doing this for 20 years.
Wow.
Which means she didn't start the routine till she was 88.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
You think 20 years, well, that's a lot, but she didn't start the routine until she was 88.
That's pretty impressive. They always say a body in motion stays in motion. I know like Planet Fitness is doing that thing this summer where they're trying to get like younger kids
to
start working out even earlier in life so that they can work out their whole lives.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there you go. She is Susan, and her middle name is Young. Susan Young Brown.
Living up to that name.
She is young.
Yes, 108 years young. Look at that.
You are never too old to find a new passion, something that not only changes your lives, but impacts the lives of other people.
It's crazy to think about that in your 70s, you can discover a new hobby and it really like take off. This is Nita. She started drawing for the first time in her 70s with a pencil. Graphite is her medium. And now she's 99, almost 100, and has a full gallery exhibit. So over these 20 years, from 70 to 90, she has learned a whole new hobby.
Yeah, I think that is fantastic what she is able to do and what she discovered and still doing it at 99.
That's crazy to me. I think about stuff I want to like accomplish now and I'm like, oh, I'm running out of time. But really, neat is proof. You're never too old to learn something new and even perfect it and be good at it and have a whole gallery exhibit in your 90s. That's wild. Good job, Nita.
Uplifting and encouraging, because you need it now more than ever.
You betcha.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Brittany, are there times when, with your daughter who is three, you're trying to get her to do something or maybe to like something, and you pretend a little bit about what it may be because you know this is something that she likes?
I feel like all parents can relate to this. There are times a day when we pretend more than others, and that would be dinner time and bedtime. So at dinner time, if she says like, oh, this chicken is so good and it's not chicken, but she's eating it, I'm like, absolutely.
You go
you're
right along.
So
you
just, right. Whatever you want to call it, that's now what it is. And I will forever call it that. Then the other night she woke up at like 11 and was crying and said she heard thunder. Well, we had been doing laundry downstairs. So my husband was like, oh, that's just the washing machine. And she was like, oh, okay. Went right back to sleep. So anything that happens that she says that she feels confident about that like helps her go to sleep or helps her eat her food, I'm always like, yep, that's what it is from now on.
I would say that's probably what most parents do.
Yeah, the next time it thunders, I'm telling her, we're doing laundry again. It's going to be just fine.
Start on a positive note. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
in the age of digital, this is really cool to see that vinyl records are experiencing a resurgence. People say they love the nostalgia, the sound quality, and a desire for tangible music.
Look, I'm part of this trend. I actually got a record player for my birthday.
Yeah, you're getting into this.
Surprise, surprise. And it's cool because my grandma, when she was moved into assisted living, they went through her house and we got rid of a bunch of stuff. And I was able to take some of her records. So we have like the Chipmunks Christmas. We have the Bambi book, actual book,
okay,
yeah, on record. So like my daughter can read the book and follow along with the record. She loves that. And then we have like some Hot Rod Granny and her dog like story. But it's just really cool to see like records coming back. And the only thing I found that I don't like about it, and call me lazy, is there's only about 4 or 5 songs per side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only about 10 per record. So whereas I can say like, hey, Alexa, play The Journey and I never have to get up, or like play this soundtrack and I never have to move, the record requires me to get up and down a lot more to flip it over.
That was what my niece Emily, several years ago, she and her husband, they got into records. And mm-hmm. so they got a record player. We bought them one for Christmas. And I was talking to them, you know, about some time later. And I said, how are you enjoying the record player? They said, we like it, but you have to get up and flip the record over. So that's the part that is new for people that really never grew up with that. So I grew up with, you know, with
right, so
records
you're used to that.
And albums. And so that was not like a big deal to me. But the thing about records, I always thought was cool. My folks had one of those like giant cabinets that
they
had
make them so small now. You don't even need that.
Had the record table. You, yeah. The record was up on top and the radio. Underneath it then were all of your albums. And what was really cool about it is my dad had like this, he was a country music DJ for a long time. So he had all these country music albums, but you would open, you'd get the record. When you open them up, there's a whole story about the album. It's either pictures of like kind of the right, theme of the right. album or concert photos. It just feels like there was, it was more tangible and more involved than the digital.
Right. You can touch it. You can see it. You yeah. can feel it. You kind of get a little sense of who the artist is mm-hmm. based on what the record looks like. Some artists have different versions of their records out there that display a different type of the story, different part of the story. So I have really enjoyed it. I've actually framed some of the artwork that's come with one of the records as well.
That's
so
the other thing that people
it's
like.
It's been pretty cool.
Yeah, they like the artwork of the albums and that kind of thing. Again, something that you miss on the digital side.
So now I have to go get more records and figure out where I'm going to store them. And it becomes like books in a library. It's just constant yeah. adding to the collection, I guess.
I just kind of channel surfing through the radio.
Families are catching on.
And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
To the best way.
So now this is the only thing I listen to now.
To wake up.
My style of everything has started and changed.
It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
It's a busy time for the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center. They've got the golf tournament coming up this Friday at London Downs. They also have their baby bottle campaign going on, and The Journey is again involved in that. You can find out more about it at myjourneyfm.com. We're doing something a little different than what we've done in the past. It's a virtual baby bottle.
We're excited to do it this way. So there's not physical bottles here at the station to pick up. We've done that in the past where you come and you fill them with change and cash and checks and all that. You can still drop off money if you would like to do that for the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center. But now through Father's Day, we're doing it virtually at myjourneyfm.com. That way, wherever you're at in the listening area, or if you're listening to me in the app, you can get involved. All you have to do is go to our website, click on the link. You can donate right there, and they'll be able to tell that you came from The Journey to donate as well. And so thank you for supporting the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center. If you don't know a lot about them, I encourage you to learn more. They do a lot of wonderful things. They have Mom and Me classes, mm-hmm. and they teach about parenting. They do free ultrasounds. They do baby showers. It's a really great organization, so we're happy to support them. And you can get involved this time virtually via myjourneyfm.com.
Our baby bottle campaign is going on now. This is our partnership with the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center. It's a little different this year. No physical bottles to pick up here at the station and fill with change. But it is virtual, and this allows more of you to get involved.
It's super easy to do. You can just go to myjourneyfm.com. It runs now through Father's Day, so you have plenty of time. And you can donate there. You don't have to come by. You don't have to pick up a bottle. You don't have to fill it up. You don't have to bring it back. It's really easy to do. Now, you can still go and collect the change that you have around your house and figure mm-hmm. out what amount you want to donate, but you don't have to physically put it in a bottle to do so. So wherever you live, if you're in the Lynchburg area, if you're in Tidewater, if you're in North Carolina, if you're listening via the app, you can get involved in this campaign. The Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center, if you don't know about them, I encourage you to learn more about them. They help people choose life every day. And so if you want to get involved, all the details are at myjourneyfm.com.
We're just going to worship. We're going to be encouraged. And we're just going to be together.
That's the idea. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
We love to hear from you. We got a request the other day for a Journey sticker.
Yeah, you can do that on our website. It's absolutely free, myjourneyfm.com. You can scroll down to the bottom and request a sticker. We will mail it to you wherever you live. We got a request from California. Mm-hmm. And so we get requests from all over the country and across the world. It's just kind of like mapping the app. But if you want a sticker to put on your car or maybe your guitar case or wherever you put your stickers, a lot of people put them on their water bottles, all you have to do is go to myjourneyfm.com and click on the link and get a free sticker.
A great way to start your day, The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
By the way, if you're using the My Journey FM app this morning, on the app right there, you can let us know where you're listening from. Just click that link. You can also do this on the Journey Facebook page. It's called Map the App, and we've heard from a lot of people throughout Virginia, North Carolina, across the country, and Puerto Rico as well. Patty's on vacation there listening on the My Journey FM app in Puerto Rico.
Patty, we are with you in spirit. We wish we were there physically in Puerto Rico, but we'll take it. Susan is in Richmond, Kentucky. She started listening in Lynchburg. Then she moved to Chesapeake and then Roanoke, and now she's in Kentucky. So grateful to have a constant source of inspiration in her life. Thank you, Susan. Michelle in Elizabeth City. Juanita listening in Richmond. She said, this is the best music I've ever heard. It helps me all day long.
Oh, thank you, Juanita. Also heard from North Myrtle Beach. That's Elizabeth lives there. And Adamstown, Pennsylvania. Mike, thank you for listening to the My Journey FM app.
Yeah, a few people checking in from North Carolina. Roger in Benson, Ashley in Greenville, and Andy and Amy in Currituck. Thank you guys for listening and for mapping the app with us. All you have to do is tap that map on the app and let us know where you're listening from.
You guys always make me smile.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, people are already making plans. Churches are already making plans for VBS this summer. And some already talking about 2027, something big coming for VBS.
This is exciting. If you know who Dude Perfect is, they're like a YouTube group that does all these trick shots and cool videos and stuff. Well, they're also people of faith. And so they're combining with a structural like VBS to bring VBS to different areas. Now, they themselves will not be like at the VBS, but they're combining their trick shots and high energy with the VBS curriculum. So coming in 2027, Dude Perfect is creating a vacation Bible school for kids.
Yeah, look for that next year. It's called Amazing VBS is what they are naming that. And as Brittany mentioned, high energy, engaging teaching, unforgettable moments that they will be creating. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and later this summer, they're going to reveal the theme as well. And so if you're a Dude Perfect fan, I know a lot of kids are. I mean, honestly, I watched this video and they were like, ask any kid between middle school and high school, like if they know. They know.
Yeah.
So exciting stuff. VBS is always a fun time. There's actually a lot of VBSs on our website right now at myjourneyfm.com. If you want to click on the hometown events and find one near you.
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.